Now we go to Offaly, and we are joined on the line by Liam White, who's a reporter who works with Midlands 103 FM, the local station for that area, who's going to speak to us about the very moving and poignant vigil last night in memory and in support of 4-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his great aunt Mary Holt, who died following an arson attack. Their house was set alight. Good morning to you, Liam. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning, and thanks a million for having me on, and to your listeners.
Liam, what was it like, the candlelit vigil last night, the walk?
Yeah, I suppose, look, I'm someone who's been to a lot of vigils in my life already, and, you know, it's to no surprise of anybody, it was gut-wrenching, it was heartbreaking. You know, there was a lot of sorrow, there was a lot of sadness amongst everybody that was there, you know, but I think to a certain degree as well, it was beautiful in the way that it was set up. And everybody was coming together in solidarity in the memory of course, Tadhg and Mary, who were tragically killed last weekend. It was just a heroic scene of unity amongst people from both Edenderry and the wider community in Offaly, and from everywhere else as well. There was speeches, there was music played, there was a beautiful speech made by Deacon Paul Wire as well. And what was really, I think, a real fitting moment was in the running track at Derry Rovers Football Club in Edenderry. There was, people were asked if they could walk around the track 4 times to celebrate the 4 years of Tadhg, which for me really solidified how together everybody was and the meaning behind it. And it was just a really emotional night, but at the same time, it was beautifully made and beautifully celebrated by people.
That really captures the fact that poor Tadhg was only 4 years old, and of course his grand-aunt as well, Mary Holt, who was 60. It's terribly poignant. It's terrible what's happened. It's evil. And of course, the Gardaí have released CCTV footage of the arson attack in Edenderry at the house that Tadhg and Mary were in, and it's chilling to view, isn't it? But it's heartening. It must be heartening, the huge level of support that came out last night in solidarity in the memories of Tadhg and of Mary, and of course Tadhg's grandmother, who's still in hospital, actually, Liam.
To our knowledge, she's still in hospital recovering.
Yeah, and their family.
It's absolutely dreadful what happened. And like you mentioned there, the footage came out, I would say, about an hour or two before I headed over to the actual vigil itself. And I remember asking people about it. And, you know, one person described it, the two people involved, as scum, and saying that they don't belong to be part of the Edenderry community. One person described Mary as someone who didn't have children but was a mother to all. You know, and that's a real strong statement from somebody. It shows how much Mary was part of the community. It shows how much she was adored and loved by everybody that she cared for, neighbours as well. And like you mentioned there, you know, for young Tadhg Farrell, 4 years of age is absolutely no age at all to be losing a life or to be organising a funeral for somebody. It's that old phrase, you know, I shouldn't be burying my children should be burying me. And, you know, nothing's more poignant than that. It's terrible what's happened.
And is it correct that, Liam, that little Tadhg's funeral will take place tomorrow?
It is indeed. Yep, Tadhg's funeral will be taking place at St Mary's Church in Edenderry tomorrow at 12 noon. He'll be reposing at Larkin's Funeral Home in Edenderry today from 4 o'clock until 7 p.m. this evening. Mary Holt's funeral will be held on Sunday. We don't currently at this moment in time have details. Details haven't been published online yet or anything like that, but I can guarantee you there'll be a huge turnout, not just for the wake this evening, but for the funerals that are taking place this weekend. And I mean, look, for Edenderry, it's a town that's probably never going to recover from something like this, and they're going to need extra help in the future, that's for sure.
Would it indicate as well, given the large turnout for the vigil last night, that the Gardaí will get the support, the help, the information they need in helping to get justice for Tadhg and Mary? I know the Chief Superintendent, Anthony Lonergan, was asking anyone who noticed anything suspicious to speak to Gardaí.
Yeah, I suppose Tony McCormack, Offaly TD, was in the Dáil the other day, and I think what really stood out was his phrase, criminals do not operate on office hours and safety shouldn't either. I think that was a real big statement from him. You know, I think he spoke really well, to be fair to him, about, you know, there needs to be probably more of a presence of an Garda Síochána in around the town, because like was said there, you know, crime waits for absolutely nobody. It has no time limit or anything like that. And there's also been petitions also been signed for further Garda presence in amongst the streets of Edenderry. as well. I believe there's been a load of people. I believe there's been over 1,000 signatures already to open the Eden Dairy Station full time now, because I believe it operates from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. 5 days a week, which would be a huge, huge thing for the town, and not just for the town, but I think for the county in general. You know, not just relying maybe on Tullamore Garda Station or possibly Burr Garda Station, but there is a station for people that they can feel safer in their streets, safer in their community. And I think the sooner that this happens, the better. Otherwise, we're going to see situations like this happen again right across the country, in small towns and small villages where, you know, like nobody has ever meant harm or anything like that.
Well said, well said. We've been speaking to Liam White, who is a reporter for Midlands 103, who attended that very poignant vigil last night in Eden Dairy for the victims of that arson, that horrific arson, which claimed the life of a four-year-old boy and his grand-aunt, Tadhg Farrell and Mary Holt. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Liam.